27-year-old Matthew Jaskula admitted in court to violating the civil rights of an individual who, in May 2016, had been arrested and taken to the Buffalo Police Department's jail cell for processing. Prosecutors say Jaskula shoved the individual face-first into a door, causing that person to fall and striking his head a second time on the ledge of a shelf while doing so. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Guerra says it did not stop there.
Part of the problem is that once the victim went through the door and hit the floor, that's when he really sustained the injuries. But as opposed to doing something to assist the victim at that point, stand him up, he dragged him by his arms as he's handcuffed behind his back while he's apparently unconscious or looked unconscious and dragged him into a cell for like 10 or 15 feet. So
sentencing is scheduled for October. Had he been convicted during a trial, Jaskula could have faced up to 10 years in prison. Under guidelines discussed in court, he's more likely to face no more than 2 years. His attorney, Paul Dell, says he'll ask the judge to spare Jaskula from any jail time. Dell says his client was working under very difficult conditions in the city court jail, and the city has done nothing to improve them.
They make $10 an hour. They work 60 to 80 hours a week. Matthew Jaskula was bitten within the last 6 months before this incident and had to go through AIDS prevention treatment. Fortunately, he doesn't have AIDS, but it's a cocktail of pills you have to take. And even while he was going through that, he was still made to work a double shift, 60, 80 hours a week.
Dell says the city and police union are now turning their backs on Jaskula in his pending civil case. An attorney for Jaskula's victim attended proceedings but did not comment. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.